At the 5-minute Torah, Parshas Veschanon, we've been talking much all night tonight about the Nechama of Shabbos Nachamu, and talking much about Tu B'Av. Let's talk about the parasha itself, but with the Hakdama. And everybody in this room, we all know that ultimately the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us. The Ribbono Shel Olam loves each and every one of us. He's our Tata in Hemel, he's our Father in Shemayim. And that's Nachmu, Nachmu Ami. The Nechama is that you're my nation, that I love you, that I'm always taking care of you. Gam ki elach b'geis al-mavis lo'ira ki ata imadi. The problem is that sometimes in life, we see that begiloy. Sometimes we see that in a revealed way. We see the chesed of Hashem. Baboiker chasdecha, but sometimes it's bemunas chabalelos. Sometimes it's hidden, it's nister. We believe and we know kol ma'ad avrachman al tavavid. Everything Hashem does is good. But it's benister sometimes. So as David Melech says in Tehillim, in Pehei, Hareini Hashem chasdecha. What we want more than anything, we always know, meaning it's all good, but we want Hareini Hashem es chasdecha. Hashem, show us your chesed. We want to see it. We want it begiloy. We don't want it to be benister where it's tough and it's hard and it's painful chesed. We want it to be simcha de chesed. Hareini Hashem chasdecha. We know in the end everything's good, but we want it to even be in the now. And we're supposed to daven for this. And this is what Hareini Hashem es chasdecha. And even in the middle of Tisha B'Av, it's Karlei Moed. Even in the middle of Tisha B'Av, we know Mashiach's being born, and we know, and that's why we're not going to even say Tachnun, and we didn't say Tachnun Karlei Moed. It's a Moed, but that's Benister. Lamaisa, we still sat on the floor. Lamaisa, we still cried during Kinnus, and we said Eicha, and there's still a mask on top of Harabayas, and there's still Mamish Shemirachim. Tragedies that are occurring day in and day out. Beprat ubeklal. So we want Hareini Hashem chasdecha. We want Hashem no longer that it's within all those tragedies when ultimately is good. But I want to understand it. I want to see it. So it comes along Shabbos Nachmu, and therefore the parasha starts out as follows. Listen to the Kedushas Levi, the Berditchever. Just as means of Akdama, the word Lamar. We know Lamar, der Amira is something that's more soft and more pleasant, as Dibor is Kasha. But Lamar also, Rashi tells us Lamar is a Lashon of Tiferes. Another Rashi in Brachos tells us it's a Lashon of Chashivus, it's splendor and Chashiv. Lamar is something Chashiv, Lamar is something Tiferes, Lamar is the Chesed. This is what the Kedushas Levi says. So Kedushas Levi, the Berditchever, says, you know what the biggest tefillah we have to daven for? Veschanan al Hashem ba'isahi. At that time, when things are difficult, at that time on a Tisha B'Av, veschanan al Hashem ba'isahi, at that time, lemor, that it should be Tiferes, that it should be Hareini Hashem chasdecha. That's what we need to be davening for. We need daven that we should not just, we know it's good, but we want to be able to see the good. You know, Moish, maybe we could suggest, Moish Rabbeinu, Davened, Eschanan, he davened 515 tefillos, the Medrash says. And ultimately Hashem says, Al toisev, daver, light, stop. And Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillos were unanswered, we think. But maybe based on the Kedushas Levi, we say as follows. If that's what this pasuk means, Eschanan Hashem, he was davened, vadly, he was davened Hashem first and foremost to let him ever know era as the Eretz HaTov, to go in and to see the land and to be there and be in Yisrael. But maybe there was a second option to his tefillah. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on one hand, I'd love to go in, please. But if not, Hareini es chasdecha. If not, lemor, let it be soft, let me understand, let there be giloy, let there be chesed, let it not be nister. As we know, even Moshe Rabbeinu not entering Eretz Yisrael was actually told. As we said over here many times, Tzio Shalom brings down the Slama Rebbe, the Rechaim HaKadosh Parsha Shlach, says how Moshe Rabbeinu, if he would have entered Eretz Yisrael, he would have built Beis HaMikdash, and it would have been a Beis HaMikdash that never could have been destroyed. Which means that if when we messed up, as we did, by Bayis Rishon, by Sheni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have been able to destroy Beis HaMikdash, what would he have done? He would have destroyed us. So by Moshe Rabbeinu not entering Eretz Yisrael actually saved all of Klal Yisrael, because it didn't allow him to build Beis HaMikdash. It was chesed that was nister to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu was davening, v'schanel Hashem be'es ahi leimor. He was first and foremost, I'd love to go in, but if that's not what it is, leimor, hareini es chasdecha, let it be soft, let it be where I see the giloy so I could live with it, so I can be besimcha with it. So Mitzvah Shem, we should all be davening in the same way. We have to daven to Hashem and mamish break through the gates of Shemayim saying, we want Geula, we want Beis HaMikdash, we want an Ebron of Eretz, Eretz Tova, we all want to go to Eretz Yisrael. But if Rabbeinu Nishom says it's not time yet, at least lemur, let it be soft, let it be sweet, let it be Hareini Yis Chastecha, Beis Hashem, Ebron Shem, Ahil Yisham, Yis Nachmo, full of Nechama, full of Bracha, full of Simcha, for all of Klal Yisrael.
Shabbos Koydeh, 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 Shabb